famous Rambam, Shmita V'Yoyvel, Yud Gimel, Alocha Yud Gimel. V'lo yishev et Levi bilvat, l'kol ish v'ish mikol boya oilo, אשר נוד בו רוחוי אויסוי והבינוי מדוי decided that he understood להיבודה למוי לפני השם לשורסוי ולעובדוי לדרס השם he decided he wants to be close to השם and to serve השם והולך יושור כמו שעשו הוא אלוקים Amos Mechadosh, not that he has to be a tzaddik. He's going straight the way the Ribbono Shel Olam really created him. Uporak ma'al tzavoroi oila cheshboino yisorabi asher bikshu bnei odom all the cheshboinos of the world are izun iskadesh kodesh kodoshe he becomes kodesh kodoshe ויהיה השם חלקו ונחלוסו אלוהי לו ויזכה לו בו אלוהם הזה דבור המספיק לו כמו שזיקו לקויאנים וללווים every person could decide to become close to השם כאשר עשו הוא אלוהיקים ונסקדש קודש קדוש ספורם שטיילר צודק That this bethsem what happened to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The nigun that is sing to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, they call Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you think, they're already saying what they want of him, why not to say Kodesh HaKadoshim? Kodesh HaKadoshim is Zaloshim, yeah? Misanigdosh is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kav Shim Bar Yochai Kodesh HaKadosh But the Rambam says every person that decides very strong to serve Hashem is Niskadesh Kodesh HaKadosh Also Yisro Yoshor Kasher Asor Elokim Na'aseh Odom Nemar Ba'avurecho Na'aseh Odom Nemar Ba'avurecho It says, Nasa Odom Betzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. And then we say, Nasa Odom Nemar Ba'avurecho. Nasa Odom Nemar Ba'avurecho. So, some people think that Shem Bar Yochai was worth the whole creation of the world for Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's a mistake. Every person, when Hashem said, Na'ase Odom, every person has that potential. Na'ase Odom, Nemar Ba'avurecho. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was Mechadesh, and this is his Shita and Shas, that Be'emes, every person could come. The Marshal learned, Harba also came from Shir B'chai, and also the Yodom, come Shmuel, but also the Yodom. Every person that decides, with the ganze starkheit, I'm becoming like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, I'm becoming Kodesh HaKodoshi, HaKodesh Baruch Hu takes care of him, and he manages, And Hashem takes care of everything what he needs. And it's Bodukum Menusa. It's bowed down. It's kind of story. It's bowed down in the Agdomet of the Radal. Pirkei de Rablezer, it's Rab David Luria, חושב האחרונים, גדולי האחרונים, גדולי הדוירס. That when he was a kid, he was an Ilu Yotsu. And he would live with his father every day. When he was like, he was the Ilu of the city. And the head of the city, Horitz, the minister. He was a guy, and he wanted his son to know all the languages. So he bought a special professor to teach him, you know, French, all the languages. When the big professor came to Stadt, so the head of the city wanted to show the professor that we know we have very smart people here, very smart kids. And he called over this little kid, David Luria. And the professor was so impressed. He said, listen, if you give me this kid, I could make him one of the smartest people. I never saw such a smart kid. So the head of the city said, tomorrow he has to come to study with his professor. It was the time that he went to live with his father. He didn't know what to do. He wants to learn Torah, he doesn't want to be. So he was crying the whole night. He went back home to the sefer. In the morning, when the head of the city went to wake up the professor, he never woke up. And if a person will really want to learn, and will come a mafriya to disturb it, the mafriya will disappear. The mafriya will disappear. The mafriya will not exist. And everyone knows the famous Maisa and the Netziv. Yusha Netziv, the Netziv himself says it. The Netziv has a couple, he was Oshir and Valojin. It's one of the things that he did in his life. It's Chidusha Netziv. It's Tshuva's Meshiv Dovo. And the Tshuva that you don't have to have two. That Lechemishne means two slices of bread. There's no need to have two Shlemes yet. Meshiv Dovo from the Netziv. And Chutz and Da, the Netziv was Mechaber HaSefer. It's called Eimek Shaila. It's the most Lomdash HaSefer from the Eimek Shaila. When he finished the Mechaber the Sefer, he made a big mesiba, a big party. They asked him, why, what? It's a choshev mesiba, it's a choshev party. It's a big shaman, a lot of Mechaber the Sefer, you know. Like, oh, he makes something small. He says, this is what the Netziv said over. I'm doing this party not because I written the Sefer Eimek Shaila. Eimek Shaila said, the English Sefer is called the Sifri. It's, I don't even know in Shas. The Sifri Sifra Mechil, the Zefta. So when I was 12 years old, I was so not mutzlach. I came home and I heard my father speaking to my mother in the kitchen. He said, Naftali is not mutzlach. You know, what will be her grow? He'll be a bomb, a begonish. Best thing is, we'll teach him to be a shoemaker. Chachi will have a parnasa. Chachi will be a balabos. He'll be a balzdok. Maybe he'll be a askin. Maybe even, you know, a mayor of a sin. Chachi will ask. Klaus. We'll save a lot of yidden. Take care of a lot of people. I got up. I didn't want to be a tailor. I asked him, give me one more year. Give me one more year. The year passed. He asked him, just give me one more year. And look what happened. I became the Netziv. And I'm a Chaver Sefer Eimek Shaila. If I would not beg my parents, when I would come to the Shamayim, I'll be a good balabos. I would learn three times a day Dafayim. I would finish Shas five times. I'll be a Baltzadok, a beautiful family. Mamish. Balmides, nice and sweet. And I will come to the Shemayim and they will ask me, where's the Eimek Shaila? I'll say, Eimek Shaila? Chidush, Shas I learned. I was a good guy, I kept this Dorim. So where's the Eimek Shaila? What I would answer? So you know how happy I am that I managed to get to become the Eimek Shaila? By seeing people being a good yid, it's not a nechama. It's not a nechama at all. if a person could do much more, and he really could get much more, and he doesn't do much more, will be such a tefiyah on him. The stipler writes down. I want to read the lashon of the stipler. Mishu koshe avone otsu. Someone that mamish cannot chap. No, no, Hashem, no one is here, but I saw such people. Koshe avone otsu. Im yis'amets me'oid בלימוד התוירו יזכה לסייעת הדשמיה ליסגודל בתוירו יזכה לסייעת הדשמיה ליסגודל בתוירו אף על פי שהוא הרבה יסו מפי כישרוי נעתיבי וכדי חלחזק הדובר I'll write a story in a second I'll read a story when the stipler brings down עבוד מבינג דאון לספר הזיכורן that he saw all in his life that the Gdoyle Yisrael did not only grow from a smother, elom mitoich tirde. Loshon Rashi, samam chayim lamaminim bo, shetrudim bechol koichom lo da'asoido. Famous Gemara, that Rove was sitting and learning and he was stepping on his toes, on his fingers, and he was bleeding. I'm a pzize, Tzduki told him. So Rashi says, he was stepping on his fingers when he was learning, mitoich toirech shoyo toireach lehovin inkei soido. He says, it's not enough to be a masmid. Has to be that you torud, you torud. What is torud? The Gemara says in the Brasle that a person had a house and he went to business. But once a month he would come here for business, but he didn't know the people sitting in the house. The Gemara says, it's not a chazokah. He could say, b'shukei abet aridna. I was so busy, I didn't realize. A person has to have a tirda to understand the tesis, to understand the rasha. You make the tirda. You don't. Stable gam yishu koshe avone otsu im yis'amets me'oid yizke l'siyad ad'ishmael yizgodl b'toyo apa pishuhar b'yoysam v'y kishroi ne'ativi and it brings down from the time that was in the time of the Chasam Sofer b'shem n'pshim m'kribuzah abbasin from Krakow Chasam Sofer, a Talmid came over to him, he was 17 or 18, 16 or 17. And he says, I really want to learn. And all the Bachim were laughing, the guy couldn't read Aleph Beis. Chasam Sofer got very upset, he said, so what? He really wants, he will manage. And he couldn't read, so Chasam Sofer managed gave every hour a different Bachim learn with him. Put yourself in yeshiva, I'm always one or two guys like that, yeah? But the matzav is, maybe they could shop a chavrusa shop for an hour with every guy. But it didn't help. Noch als that he chapped, he had a very big zgula. He forgot. Couldn't remember what he learned. First he couldn't chap. But after years of chapping, he forgot everything. They would learn 100 times, but he didn't give up. אז זה זאת חסם סייפה. הוא ברוי והיומים, he became a בוחר מופלוג, he became a למדן, he became a דיין. Till he becomes a דיין in the first city, big city, then he becomes B'nai, this is like the main city. And חסם סייפה is masking him in תשובס the whole time. Shalev Diskin brings down that the Baron Kotler said, the Rav Hutner said, he spoke to the Baron Kotler, it was one of the Gdolim the last generation, that he was mamash a shvachikop. The master was a shvachikop. There was no chances. He was already 21. He was married, and before the chasana, the mechut mechap that the guy is mamash shvach. So they went to Rav Shalev Diskin. Rav Shalev Diskin said, "Kol amekayim es atoyro meoyni, soifo lekayimo meoysha." Doesn't mean kol amekayim es atoyro from poor dafka. You'll be rich, even if you only bedas, in the end you'll become a oisha. It's one of the gdoile adoiros that we have. And this is the mitzvahs. No, we don't have that achlote chazoka. We don't have. The Ram is called Ish Ve'ish Mi'Yisroel. Shechoshko Nafshoi. Areze Niskades Kodesh Kadoshi. Every person could. This was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Sforim Shtey. You know, it's different minhogim. I'm not going into the different minhogim. But in all the Sforim Shtey of Mekubolim, that, you know, it says that Shulchan Aruch, that, as you know, Ad Bash, when will be Rosh Hashanah, so the Shulchan Aruch writes down in the end of Chelek Dalet that the klal, every time like Bo'imer is chal on the day of Purim. Purim was a hodar kibluah, was a gilui, and the last gilui, close to our generation, was like Bo'imer. That was a gilui of Teresh Baal Peh, of Teresh Anisto, of Teresh Akdusha. And this is the time that is a choizor v'nizgale. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who was mechadesh when he went out of the cave, and he was machriv the oilam. The lezer was machriv the oilam. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was metaken the oilam. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was beetzem mechadesh. Every person could get to every madrig. This was beetzem the chiddush of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and this is the reason when they went out in the Ohr, they started to be machriv the oilam. What happened? Why people they saw people are planting and everything was burning. What happened before? Nothing was burning. It was nizgale that koyach. That was the chidush that any person could become. This was the hirodas. I don't want to go into zinyanim, but it's not. It's dvorim that you don't speak berabi. When you get to them, you understand them. But this is beetzem the gilui. The Messira that all of us could reach. And Fakir Rav Shimon Bar Yochai loaded down, brought it down that we could relate to it. We could relate to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In different doiras was very hard to get a tefisa in Kodesh HaKadoshim. They sat and learned and fire would come down. That's what we stubborn. More people, but we find in Chazal, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, they would learn and fire would come down. But the Amiroim before did not have fire. But they managed Kivyochel to show and to connect that we could connect. They bring down a Pesach Ruskin. So it's in the Zagdome that he was such a Shvach Bachar. When he was a Bachar in Yeshiva, I think he was 17 or 18, he said a Svar in the whole Yeshiva, everyone was laughing at him. Mamash, he was Tzvrochen and Gantz, and he started to cry. Not because he was insulted, because he gave up on himself. It was like stupid what he said. And he was crying, and he fell asleep from crying. And in a dream they told him, a Pesach, you also could become. And he said he got up and he started to learn, and from then Taka he had Siyata Dishmaya. When Yemei Asfira, the Yomim from Achona Lekabola Satoira, spoke already, this is the Yomim from Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. It's brought down, a couple of Zbeirim, what happened like Boimra. A lot of the Mekubolim is brought down that there's a Kabbalah Biyodeinu, that day, after all the 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died, Rabbi Akiva went to Rabbi Seinu Shebadorim, and one of them was Rabbi Akiva, and they started to teach them, and one of them was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Akiva started to teach them the Torah again. It's basically the same idea. Rabbi Akiva has 24,000 Talmidim. And all of them died. Chazal say, V'hoyo ha'oilom shoynim. And Rabbi Akiva goes, and he finds a Talmid Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and they start from scratch. And there's no motivation. Well, again, a yeshiva, 24, boom, everything goes away. You know, so that when you read the parshas of the Ramidbo, like you think, you know, they fail, what do we assume? And Rabbi Akiva doesn't give up. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't give up. And they decide to try. And they push. And it happens. And this is Beitz in the Koyach. This is the Koyach. And from that was Nisgalgel, Kivyochel, Rabbi Akiva brought Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to the world. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Megala, another part of Teir, it's called Teir Sanisto, and he brought it down to us. Everyone has that Koyach. Everyone, Elo Yoitzim in Eklal, has that Koyach. There's so much stories. And there's no reason for a person to decide that he can't. This is the koyach of the Yetzer. But if a person decides, I want to grow, I will manage to grow, but he has to do it. So a couple of times, we have a kind of laziness, we want to know Shas overnight. But in that night, we want to have a little sleep also. This doesn't go. This doesn't happen. But if a person has the right sheifas, the right cheshek, it's not even a suffix, but he will manage. Not even a suffix. I will become a chashuva guy. I don't have a suffix about it. But he has to decide that he wants. And again, all of that, Rav Shim Bar Yochai, Rav Akiva, is with Kufa, Zman HaMesugol. We said, it's from state, why Talmid Rav Akiva died in these days? Shalinoagu Kovid Zabezev, but this is Yomim Shul Teire, Kvoido Shul Teiro. So when there were Mezalz and Talmid Chachomim, B'meila was a Tviya and then. And these are special days. Yomim Shel Achone LeKabbalah Satayre. One time, carefully. Decide now. Take the decision. I'm becoming. And the stipler says, something's very scary to a guy. I'm becoming. Till Shavuos, I'm like Pasak Pumumigils. Then I'll view myself to see where I'm holding. I will take that achlot. Take that decision. Don't let nothing to disturb you. I'm telling you, if a person will take that achlot, will have that siyata dishmaya. We'll have. But remember, not only a smother. Trudim l'das soyim. Tell someone sometimes, you know, it really means that even when you eat, you have to learn. Guy says, oh, when I'm eating, I have to relax. I'm not saying now. When he has a good book, forget it. Mamash makes it easier to eat, right? Forget something, you know, you eat, you look for newspaper, something to read when you're eating. It's chaval to spend the time as a achila with gosh. You have to teach yourself that the learning is also like that. I'm not saying that it comes in 1 minute. I would try to be trudim l'da asoyda. Mitoch shaloi lishmo bo lishmo. Don't think that this kid that forgot everything what he learned, you think he had gishmak and learn? You couldn't have. You can't have gishmak. but in the end it happens. In the end it comes. We're mekabel achlotim, the ganze shartlet. And this week is the Shefa. It's Yimei Asfira, and it's like Bo'imer, and the bullet tire Messiah Moisa. A bullet tire Messiah Moisa. If a person will take that achlotim, to do it with the ganze shartlet, you will have the siyata dishmari. You come up to the Shomayim, they will show you. Eimek Shaila, Babli, Yerushalmi, Sifri. I know people think it's impossible. I know myself, kids. I was so schwach. I have friends, I was so schwach. You know, shas on the fingers. Until today, I don't have how. But it's easy, they know. And it can happen to you also. That's a shame.